Blog Talk Radio.
The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. Say what? The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The phoenix is rising. Rising, rising, the phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. Rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. It's rising.
Say
rising,
what?
It's rising. Rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising.
Say
rising.
What?
Welcome to Warrior of Compassion Reflections, where we reflect current events back to you.
Despite being beat down, censored, silenced, and betrayed, the voice of freedom still speaks out. Join us as we bring the truth to you on Warrior of Compassion Reflections, where we reflect on the current events of the day not only from the progressive viewpoint, but the humanitarian viewpoint. Visit our website, www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, and consider becoming a patron to support our mission to create a world of justice, equity, and compassion. In our society, being human religiously, and being loving and kind is often called being socialist or communist. Just like a country, when it begins to treat all of its citizens with love, compassion, and justice. On Warrior of Compassion Reflections, we reflect on this dilemma and the twisting of words and phrases that thwart democracy, so we can break free from the mental manipulation. Now, your host, Dr. Om Prakash Gilmore.
Hi, folks, how are you doing? I would just reiterate our address. There's a little bit of censorship there where the word my site was skipped. So the address is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That's www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, where you can find a little bit about us, and you can also join our co-op 50-50 campaign, where you can begin to create an opportunity for yourself, your family, and your friends to become financially independent by investing in yourself and your community instead of other people. And so today we come to you talking about justice again, truth, wisdom, grace, but that all sounds boring after a while, doesn't it? It may sound repetitious, but the reason all of this sounds so repetitious is because we seem to have been lied to so many times. I have started to go to some YouTube channels where they're talking about history. History discovered by scientists, archaeologists, historians, all of the voices that have not been allowed to be heard because they don't go along with the line that we have given in this nation. If we begin to understand this nation and the civilization that it comes from, we can understand how everything works, how the lines work, how the history works, how everything works. As one of the people said in one of the videos about universities, he said that basically the biggest, largest universities was created and funded by people with a lot of money and resources in order to teach what was important to help us learn limited knowledge that supported whatever they thought, whatever they felt, and whatever they needed in order to stay in place. He talked about this at their founding, but as you and I have seen, the same is true now. No matter what your political persuasion or how you feel about things, it is important to be able to step back and see what's happening. For instance, Cornel West, one of the best professors in the whole country and most popular, was at Harvard for all these years, and they denied him tenure because he's made political statements, because the rich board member supporting the institution threatened them. The same is true of the woman who ended up going to Howard University because she had done research and created critical race theory and was one of the leading scholars in the country on it. And they had all kinds of fighting and arguing in order to get her tenure, which she deserved. But she decided to go somewhere else where she would be honored and respected. These are two people we heard about. One reason is because of social media, and the other one because they were already popular. Now think of all the hundreds of thousands of professors throughout time who have been shunned, pushed out, shut down by boards because one person didn't like what they were doing when what they were doing was teaching a truth that would put doubt on the false idea we have about the society in which we live. And as we begin to look at more and more history, it gets discouraging because we find that they have lied to us about just about everything. I was watching one video that was talking about the African presence in the Americas probably started somewhere around 3000 BC. Africans were present in North and South America, and many of the Native American nations consisted of black people. But that has been hidden. Down in South America, the Mayans were said to have had paintings up thousands of years old where you had the African Indians with them fighting together against an invading crew of people from somewhere else. But we've been told that black people were always just sitting there in Africa. We've been told that no one ever came to the Americas until Columbus discovered the world was round, even though we find globes that were created in the 1300s and the 1200s. And we learn that in the first century, just by using geometry, people had already learned the circumference of the world. Just by using a triangle, by letting the sun shine down straight into a well and then looking at a shadow somewhere else, they could triangulate somehow using geometry and figure out the curvature of the world. So all of that about Columbus is a lie too. One of the people were talking about the many books he came in contact with from India, 2,000 or 3,000 years old, where they were having books on medicine. They had books on how to immunize people against diseases. They had books on how to perform cataract surgery about 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, and the same is true of Egypt. We've been told that the Europeans invented it. The Europeans didn't invent anything. They built on the progress of other people, just like those other people probably did build on the progress of people before them. So we are living in a land of lies, delusions, false history. and this false history is all geared to tell us that we have achieved the peak of civilization during our time, and that every civilization before us was stupid, was inferior, barbaric, and useless. And mainly it's there to tell us that this is the best way to live, and it's the only way to live. We've heard it over and over and over again. And we've been given examples of it over and over and over again by movies, pictures, books, textbooks, church and state, all telling us the same thing so long that we have accepted it. It is sunk so deeply down into our mind that when it gets challenged, we feel upset. We feel angry at someone who's so stupid to challenge the foundational beliefs. And sometimes we attack them as if they're attacking us because they are asking a question or challenging a belief system that has now been proven fallible. It's like we put so much energy into accepting the world as it is and trying to master it that we are frightened, scared to death when we have to let go of that reality and go into uncertainty. And that's no mistake either, because we have learned from the same people who have lied about us, about us and about history. We have learned from them that uncertainty is chaos, and chaos means death. Uncertainty has been converted to a monster, and we have learned that is the worst thing, that we must always be comfortable. We must always be balanced in our thinking, because any discomfort means that we're losing it, that we're having a breakdown. At the same time, though, we know that it is discomfort that also brings us new ways of thinking, new ways of being, and new ways of seeing. And we know a lot of times that the discomfort does not come from what is going on outside of us or inside of us. It comes from the fact that we have learned to label it discomfort and have learned to think of it as something negative. And so we, through our belief system, create the discomfort that we are afraid of when we run into uncertainty. Let me say that again. We have learned that discomfort is bad and negative. So we, out of this belief that we have adopted, feel negative when we come to a place of uncertainty and we want to get rid of it. Our belief in the fact that it's negative, it's causing that creative nature in ourselves to make it negative. And there are certain people in this world, in this universe, who have the power to stop us from seeing this, stop us from understanding, stop us from thinking deeply, because all deep thought involves a measure of uncertainty, because we are challenging ourselves. Challenging ourselves, reviewing things that we have learned, but at the same time staying open enough to allow that which is new to arise from our understanding and to arise from what we are looking at, seeing, and experiencing in the world ourselves, not what we're learning and hearing from others in the context of a world where we are supposed to firstly be consumers, eating, holding on, clinging to things. We are in a world based on greed, with a system that is the economic system is based on greed, where political system is based on greed, where the whole concept of success is based on greed, that we should grab as much as we can because there's not enough for everybody else. Now, how can we take information given from such people in such a society and think that it will do anything but help to support our ideas of fear and our ideas of scarcity? Yes, scarcity really doesn't exist when there are abundance of things. In a class I was in the 70s, they said that the United States itself was growing enough food to supply food for the whole world 7 times over. Now just think about that. If you have the United States doing that, and you have Europe doing that, you have all these other nations all over the world doing that, think of the abundance of food that is available. But you go to the grocery store, and sometimes you can't even afford to buy a certain type of yogurt or bread. You have to pay extra money for those things that are called organic because they don't have poison and pesticides sprayed all over them. Why is this? Our scarcity is created. The same way discomfort, the concept, is created. When we are in that state of uncertainty, we are not in a place of discomfort. We are in a place of life. Because the only thing that keeps us alive is that dynamic tension of paradox. If you look at the human being, if you look at the human cell, you will see that it is a cell that holds just enough energy to keep it alive and moving and breathing and interacting. Put a little bit more energy in there, it explodes. Take more energy out, it freezes. It's what we consider dead. So it is the right amount of energy, the holding together the energy, even swinging back and forth as with each heartbeat and between each breath, we bring in energy and we pump out energy. That is what life is. We have learned to deny life and to replace it with a mechanistic way of being that is not good for any human being, mentally, spiritually, or physically. That's why we find that many of the people at the top of the heap are so cold, with such lack of love and caring, that they seem more computer, more artificial intelligence than human beings, because they have traded away their original blessing to be powerful, loving, kind, creative beings for a bowl of red beans, for some type of sustenance, in other words, that they could have done without. And they do this daily and try to teach us how to close ourselves off to life. Time to get back to the basics. One way by doing this is learning real alternative history. How are we going to do this? Right on YouTube. And if it makes us feel what they call uncomfortable, that's best. Because it is shaking us up enough so that we will have to expand in order to understand it. And it is making us alive, ending our computerization and bring us back to life. And when we come back to life, we will have the power to work with others in order to create a world that we would like to see, one that reflects the abundance of nature, the beauty of nature, the wisdom that we can learn from our ancestors and early traditions, and history and nature itself, And that is all we really need.
Please answer the following questions. 1. Do you want or need more money than you have right now? 2. Do you know 2 or more people in your network who want or need more money than they have right now? 3. Do you have $75 or more to get started with your own crowdfunding system right now? If you've answered yes to all 3, hit the link in the description section, watch the short video, and become part of our cooperative crowdfunding system. If you are serious about changing your life situation, visit our crowdfunding link and become part of this great experiment.
Ah, yes, my friend, uncertainty, taking back the power, even by being part of your own crowdfunding system and stepping out of the world of violent scarcity capitalism into creating a world, a community, abundance. Abundance that we can share with each other so that we all grow and that we all prosper. So there we have it, my friends. It's good to be with you again today. Seems that the more that they try to censor us, the more radical I become, which is sort of a self-fulfilling circle, I guess, for them and me, which is really a shame. Because you see, shows like this allow us to really begin to dialogue and to seek the truth together so that the world can be a better place for all of us. But there are those who only want the world to be better for themselves and people close to them. And they really don't care about the people close to them. They only want it to be good for the people close to them so that they'll have people who will support them as they screw everybody else over. So they can live in sort of a fairyland, a never-never land, with a little group of people while everybody else starves and scratches in the dirt. But if they didn't have that little group of people, nobody would be there to tell them how great and wonderful they were while they were killing, raping, and stealing from the rest of the world. So these are people who don't love and who don't care. Shows like this are salvation for such souls. But they will never see it and never hear it. But yet again, perhaps a few of them will. If you will pass on this link, if you're enjoying it, get some people to subscribe if you would like, or just download it and pass it around so that people will begin to think about it and become a powerful force to make the world a better place. For each and every one of us, and out of the ashes, a new human being will arise one by one, and all that will be burned away in a fire is anger, the hatred, the fear, and the greed. And what will rise is the true self, love, compassion, grace, and creativity. Thank you for being with us. The translation, the divine in me acknowledges the divine
in you. The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. Say what? The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
Rising, 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 rising,